Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 29, 29 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are buzzing about. And before we get to the buzz, Paul here thought it would be nice to give you guys a virtual hug and have some viewer love and talk about some of the comments and feedback we get, right?
I don't know what's with all these virtual hugs. I'm more of like a high five or like a fist bump.
All right, so we're going to fist bump some viewers.
All right, here
get
we
bumping,
go.
Get bumping, Paul.
Yep, so here we go. Jason Dean from Temenos over in the UK sent us an email with a lot of interesting stuff in it. First question was, after seeing all this Zune stuff, are there any plans to sell it outside the U.S.? We in the U.K. haven't seen any Zunes at all.
We have an answer for you.
Yeah, there's an article just released today that said that there will be no Zune HD outside the U.S. For the near term.
Yet.
We're gonna sell the Zune HD here. We're gonna make it successful in the U.S.
Right.
But we are planning on releasing the Zune video service to 18 different markets.
Okay, so he will have some access.
He will likely have some access. But if you really like the Zune HD that much, just move here. Move to the U.S.
You don't have to move here. We're crowded, but you could come.
Yeah, you
and
can
get one.
Come
visit,
get one.
Say hi. Drop by the Ping set and then go home.
Yeah, exactly. Secondly, he said Sky TV, a satellite broadcasting company in the U.K. This autumn, or fall as we call it here in the U.S.
I prefer autumn.
Okay, well, I like to fall. All right. He said that they're going to be streaming live TV to the Xbox 360.
Awesome.
So you can get live TV, on-demand TV. You can buy it as a service, or you can pay for on-demand content. So that's a bunch of cool stuff.
Do you use your Xbox 360 for viewing?
I don't even have cable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because Netflix on my 360 is a joy to my life.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love Netflix. That's pretty much the only thing that I use. Like, I hardly play video games anymore.
Yeah.
Now, when Halo 3 ODST comes out, that might be a different story.
All right, he's got one more goodie in his email.
Yeah, this last one is... this is something else. He says, Felicia Day, who was at E3 when all the Xbox news came out, released a music video based on characters from her web series, The Guild, sponsored by Microsoft
Xbox. It's juicy. In fact, I don't think we can do justice by trying to describe it with words. I think we should just take a look. Roll the clip. What can you say about that? I want to date her avatar.
Yeah.
All the avatars.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I am not a...
Well, a lot of people apparently...
I'm speechless.
I wanted to date the her avatar because it flew to number one.
In the U.S., U.K., and Canada, the number one in like the iTunes video charts.
I mean...
I have even less respect for that service
that's
now.
That's something that we're striving for Ping.
Yeah, but apparently this hits apparently some core markets pretty well. This is all over, you know, Xbox 360 and
I don't even know how we're going to have anything left to talk about after the dating the avatar, but we're going to try. Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody. We just had our big Microsoft annual company meeting.
Big, very big. So big that we had to get a 20,000 person seating available.
Yeah, we have it at Safeco Field.
Yep.
And it fills up. And I want to tell you the story of my first year at Microsoft. I'll have to be quick. The company meeting. So I was driving there, which is frowned upon because you should take the bus. But anyway, I was driving there and I was late because there's so much traffic. And I park.
And that's how she rolls.
Yeah. And I park and I could hear from the stadium like, ah! Thunderous applause and just clapping. And like,
clearly the Mariners weren't there.
So I was thinking, oh my God, maybe U2 is performing because, you know, like they have like the Killers play for Xbox. I'm like, oh my God. So I start running in my heels, mind you. I'm running because I'm so excited. I don't want to miss like the encore performance for Bono. And I get in and it's like, you know, let's hear it for Windows Home Server! And the crowd goes crazy. And that's when I realized, what am I doing in this company?
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I mean, they just love it. Server tools! Yeah.
Yeah, server and tools.
Yeah, it's cool. But anyway, at this year's company meeting, there was it was really interesting. And a lot of people, a lot of little scandalous softies felt the need to tweet about things they were seeing.
One more reason Twitter will be the downfall of the universe.
Things they shouldn't have been saying.
Yeah. They were talking about all sorts of confidential stuff that has been completely unconfirmed, and who knows, you know, what people are going to interpret it as, since they were like little 140-character texts.
Yeah, that's all you need.
But the blogosphere has been talking about a lot of things that are completely unconfirmed. But once things become official and become officially released, we will have the official story right here for you.
That's right.
On Ping.
Because we follow the rules.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Paul, a few weeks ago, we talked about the availability. We're streaming NFL games.
Yep.
Yay.
Jets.
Jets.
Not going to win.
They're going to win. We've got Mark Sanchez, USC. He looks like Wilmer Valderrama. He's adorable. But let's get back.
Guys that I'm not into. Surprise.
You would be if you were a football fan. But this is neither here nor there. We've got all that love coming to the NFL via Silverlight. And now Silverlight 4 is promising to give you some of that love, something you may be more interested in movies.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're going to offer all the sort of DVD extras that you can get, you know, when you rent a DVD, now streaming through your Silverlight player.
That's great. They also have offline access, so you're able to, like, download it and play it right on your desktop, so you don't have to be connected to the internet the entire time. And they're actually enabling a lot of this stuff through digital rights management, DRM. I know it's kind of a bad
word. People don't like it so much.
In the consumer world. People don't like it because it's generally an unfriendly thing where people buy something, they expect to have it forever.
Right. You want to own it. You pay for it.
Right. But in a rental business, you can't really do that digitally, because people will just rent something and then just keep it forever.
Oh, I remember that back in the day. I would have my two VCRs stacked on top of each other, and I would record the movies.
What's a VCR?
Back to square one.
But anyway. I think DRM, even though it's not the most consumer-friendly thing, it is an important thing for the ecosystem, because it really gives incentives to the content providers, saying, look, the mass majority of the population out there won't be able to crack this, they won't be able to send it to all their friends, and there can be a viable business model by having this DRM enabled. So I think it'll help get content into the ecosystem and consumers. But the offline browsing experience, I think, is one of the key differentiators.
I'm a big fan of Silverlight, so.
Yeah.
And the Jets.
I love how Silverlight just releasing great stuff year after year, like annually. It's amazing.
Cool!
So our next article comes from Ad Age.
Uh-huh.
And
what did they have to say, Paul?
They said that Microsoft has had viral video success twice now this week.
This is amazing.
I know, but these videos are things that we've actually talked about on our show before.
Really? So we scooped them.
We did.
And
I bet we are the reason.
We are.
That they're getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
We sent you people out there to the viral videos. And actually, we had a discussion about whether or not viral videos whether they had a point and whether there was any value to them.
Yep.
And I raised my hand high and said, yes, these are good.
And I raised my hand medium high, saying that it's to be determined, but so far we are number 2 and number 5 on the top 10 most viral video charts.
Yeah.
Number 2 was the Mega Whoosh.
Yeah.
Whoosh. And Project Natal.
And actually, they're coming up close to tying the number one viral video of all time, the Cadbury eyebrow dance.
Yeah, I tried looking
that
up.
I mean, it's tough to beat an eyebrow dance, but that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, close up on that? Oh, wow. we're going to go number one. That's it.
We'll get one viewer this week.
Anyway, so there you go. Keep clicking on those viral videos. Keep clicking on Ping. And we'll have a top of the charts, all three.
Yeah.
Did you want to bring up your boy band?
Oh, yeah. So I suppose we can go to Paul's embarrassing video or moment number 18,000. Wrap your windows around me. Actually, for that video, we were third most viral video of the week.
Were you?
Yeah.
How did you track that thing if you only care about it this high?
Someone in marketing sent me a link saying, hey, we made it to number 3.
Mm-hmm. I think Paul is more into Twitter and viral videos than he lets on. Next. And in yet another shining example of why social networking is awesome and powerful and useful, the Windows 7 team is Twittering. They are Twittering, and there are contests all having to do, obviously, with the launch of Windows 7, and there's 7 pizzas in 7 days, and all different sort of contests where you can win things.
It's a lot of cholesterol. You can win a lot of cholesterol in 7 pizzas in 7 days.
Well, if you have 7 friends, then you would share them. You don't have to eat them all yourself.
If I were on Twitter, I might be able to get 7 followers.
Anyway, the point is here is obviously we want you to go and follow. It's at Windows and at Windows Live and win things in 7 days and 7 things for 7 friends. And also the point is that Twitter's cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they said that they would also answer people's questions. And I question their ability to answer people's questions via Twitter. Like, how are they going to say something in 140 characters? They're going to be like, oh, read this and then put like a bit.ly article in there.
So...
Yeah, I guess
the point is you're getting immediate action and response and contact with the people who can answer your questions.
Yeah,
Would you prefer to write a letter and put a stamp on it, Paul? Because that's
I don't even know how much a stamp costs these days. Wow. I would guess it's somewhere in the 45-cent range.
Tweeting is free and useful.
Yep.
So there you go.
But yes, I think they're doing some cool things with this program because they say there's going to be no sales pitches. It's going to be like real, just like, you know, technical content, like real developer to end user interaction. And I love that we can embrace something like that, even if it is by the means of Twitter.
All right, we'll take it.
All right.
All right, and in our last story, there's been a recent surge of Microsoft videos out there on the web. Some allowed to be on the web and some not maybe intentionally put out there
web.
Well, the first one that I want to talk about was one that my boss, Jeff Sandquist, is a big fan of. It's called... it's the new Windows 7 commercial with Kylie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where she like...
She's like 5 now. She has to be a pro.
Yeah, she's getting old, so her rate went up. But she talks about she loves Windows 7, and she makes a PowerPoint presentation based on all the news articles praising Windows 7 from, like, ZDNet and whoever. And at the end, you know, she says, you know, more good is coming, more happiness is coming. So it's cute. You know, I'm not a big fan of Kylie. I prefer grown-ups talking to me about my grown-up things.
I like the original Kylie commercial, just the whole rookie campaign showing that people that aren't technically savvy can really do things very simply in Windows. So
yeah.
I like the message. I didn't like the most recent Kylie video, but there are some videos that have been posted to YouTube recently. I don't know if they're quite legit out there, but if you look up like Windows 7 College or like the Windows 7 campaign, you'll see a bunch of really cool videos that were shot here in the Seattle area.
I think I saw them posted on Ars Technica, and then they were taken down. Clearly, they were not meant to be out there for the world, but someone scandalous went and posted them on YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, I actually heard about this through some friends of mine that might have been affiliated with it, but I was very impressed with the campaign. I hope they get approved, and I hope they
just
get pushed out there.
Just goes to show the kind of company you keep.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft company.
Trouble. All right, Paul, we are done. Not yet. There's no throwing yet. Before we go, we want to remind everyone that PDC is coming up, and you should all try to attend. If not, it will be covered massively by Channel 9. And, beep, 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 newsflash update, I will be there. And my
You will be there?
Yeah, and my job is called Twitter Minister, and my job is to tweet about all the happenings. This is my job. They're going to pay me to Twitter.
You're a Twitter minister.
Twitter minister.
You should follow...
Nothing,
go ahead.
I'll have a PDC username, and it'll be tweeting all the updates, all the happening, vibe from the floor, what's for sale, who ate what for lunch, all of it via Twitter. So register for PDC because it's going to be good.
Do it.
Yeah.
If you can become the prime minister, have like some little inside thing with the Channel 9 people, and every prime numbered tweet that you send out has some special code in it.
I have a headache already.
1, 3, 5, 7,
3, 11, 2, 13.